Oh, such a good question.
Well, when you come with these questions, that's another great branding question.
That's a big question.
That's a very interesting question because it really makes you think about what you just did.
Welcome to the Your Living Brand Live Show. This show is all about how you communicate your value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Through our weekly conversations with our guests, we will explore different ways to enable you to demonstrate your uniqueness while we ask them, what's your story? And now, welcome our host, Ben Baker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Your Living Brand Live Show. This is Ben Baker coming to you. Welcome back to another week. I love having my audience with me. You know, subscribe. You know, we're on iTunes, we're on iHeart, we're on Spotify. Find your favorite, you know, download site. You need to be part of my audience. So whatever you got to do to be part of my audience, wherever you want to be, take it and just listen to me on the fly. This week, I've got Josh Carey. Josh came to me through an unknown source. I got an email saying, you got to have this guy on the show. He says he's funny. He's entertaining. He's got a great story to tell. The name of his company is The Hidden Entrepreneur. So I did some research, and you know what? He is. He's the real deal, and I had to have him on the show. So Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ben Baker. It's so good to be here. Thank you for saying I'm the real deal. I'm not even sure what that means, but I'll take it.
You know, it's the West Coast thing. You know, it's that cross-cultural communication between the East Coast and the West Coast. Where are you? You're out in the New Jersey area, correct?
Yes. I'm on this coast. You're on that coast.
I'm out on the left coast. That's right. We can translate. We'll translate language. How about that?
Perfect.
English has very great nuance, and that's what I love about it. So let's get into your story, because The Hidden Entrepreneur, people look at that and go, what? And let's get into that. So where did The Hidden Entrepreneur come from? Where did Josh come from? Where are you today? And where is this direction taking you? Because you're heading in a really interesting direction. You changed a lot of lives. So let's talk about where you came from, where you are, and where you want to take The Hidden Entrepreneur.
It's such a great question because, as you pointed out, I may be heading in one direction now, but even 3, 6, 12 months ago, this direction was nowhere in sight, which surprises me at times. So I'll back up a bit. Today, like you said, I am the hidden entrepreneur, and that's because I spent 40 plus years hiding. I showed up in every situation hiding all of my skill, my power, my ability in exchange for desperately seeking the approval of others. Couldn't find it within myself. So I went out into the world and said, please like me. Tell me I'm good. Accept me. Will you approve of me? And in order to do that, I couldn't be myself. I had to be a version of the person I thought that you would like and approve. And guess how that turned out? It didn't, right? I spent my previous career was 10 years as a digital marketing agency owner. And prior to that, it's a little more obvious, I spent 15 years as an actor filmmaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got bit by the acting bug in eighth grade. And I said, yeah, this is the approval I want. This is where I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it on the stage or in TV or movies, and people are going to applaud for me and stand up and cheer. And that's going to satisfy all of my lack that I was feeling. And again, guess how that turned out? But I had a good run for 15 years. I don't regret any of that. I lived a good life, have some good credits to my name in that regard. But after 40 plus years, knowing that, wait a minute, the approval is not out there. I get it. It's within. But how did that happen? Today, I'm blessed to have two adoring children. I have a 6-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old son who I try to give shout outs to as much as possible because, to my surprise, they became my wake up call. Even in the first few years of their still young lives, I realized that, oh, I see what's happening here. I'm the child in this circle. And I knew that, you know, my whole life, I always thought I would like to be a father one day. I probably enjoy it. Dare I say, I might be good at that role. And now that I was given this chance and still showing up angry, miserable, depressed, lost, confused, having them witness that, I said, you know what? I cannot, especially for them. Forget about me. I tried so many years, But for them to witness their father in this role, being this person, it just made no sense to me. I said, I'm better than this. And I've always known what I was capable of my whole life, but opted to show up less than that to seek the approval. But the struggle behind closed doors was, what am I doing? I'm capable. I'm better. I know that I can do what I see others doing, thus causing the jealousy and the anger and the frustration. But when it came to my children, I said, this is not right. I'm going to make this change. And they helped mirror what I needed to see and became my reflection. And once and for all, I made the choice not to continue down that path and started making small changes one by one to limit any sort of overwhelm, and started adjusting and becoming the person that I've always known I was.
That's very cool. I tell every parent, and I'm a parent of a 16-year-old boy. Actually, he'll be 16 in a matter of days. And I tell people, this is, when you have kids, you're under new management. You are absolutely under new management. And I don't care how prepared you think you are to be a parent. You know nothing.
You know nothing. It's so darn true.
And every child will surprise you. And I'm sure you can testify, as most of my friends can, who have 2, 3, 4, and a couple of them have 5 kids, that every one of them is different. And every one of them teaches you something different. And every one of them humbles you in a different way. And I think that that's the really cool thing about, you know, parenthood, and eventually, I'm assuming, grandparenthood, is that you get to see life through somebody else's eyes. You get to sit there and say, okay, it's not all about me. It's not all about my wants, needs, desires. It's not about me all the time. And what about me? And how come about me? It's sitting there going, you know what? You're more responsible for somebody else. And that's the basis of leadership, whether it's family, whether it's employees, whether it's leading a team of people, whether it's baseball, football, whatever. It's understanding that it's not always about you. It's about how you show up in other people's eyes and how you set an example for other people. So I love that. I absolutely love that. And one thing I want to unpack is, you start talking about being hidden. And I think that that's something that's a big thing for our audience, because a lot of people are hidden. So let's unpack that, because everybody shows up and they put these masks on and they try to live a life to say, look how wonderful things are. Look how great things are. But they're not really living their life to their full potential. So I want you to unpack, first of all, where you are with that and how you help.
Well, the word hidden, like you said, is we all show up into the world with this mask on for one reason, because we are scared out of our minds. We are scared what people will think, what people will say. So with that, we try to cut that off and second guess that before moving forward. This is what I did my whole life. I was scared out of my mind. I spent all these years living behind fear, using that as an excuse to do or not do everything. And now on the other side of that, I'm able to see clearly that that is the driving motivation behind everything we don't do. I am convinced, and I was able to see this clearly within myself, and now I have greater perspective to see it in others. We are more than capable, and we know what we are capable of, but we're scared to make a move because of what others will say and what others will think. And how detrimental is that? Completely, because in our lives and in our businesses, we do not get a chance to move forward. And that is all it's about. So what I do is simply help you see that, admit that, get comfortable with that, and say, okay, I know what I want to do. I know what I should do. I know what I can do. I'm going to stop disguising all of these obstacles as excuses, and I'm going to take the action and see what's what. For me, it became very evident, especially with the children, that what? We've heard it. Life is freaking short. Right? It's over in the blink of an eye, even best case scenario. I turned 45 this year. What? 45. And I said, best case scenario, my life is half over. If I make it to 90, what a win.
Hey, wait a second. I just turned 50. I told people I'm almost halfway there. So don't rush me.
I gotcha. So I see that best case scenario for all of us, even if we all live 100 more years in the grand scheme of things, that's short. It'll be over before we know it. Enough is enough. And this was my driving force. I said, wonderful. I have these two adoring children. If it hasn't been clear, yeah, they're the best thing that continues to happen to me. And I consciously told myself that I want to show up in every situation for my children today. Should it be the last moment that I am given with them? Because we know anything happens in life, even best case scenario. So if anything should happen and this should be my last moment with my children, I'm trying to make sure that every moment is as ideal as I want it to be. And it's not just in my one-on-one interactions with them. Yes, to be the best person I can with them and for them, but also when I'm not with them. So I'm trying desperately to strategically do the things that make the most sense that I always stopped myself from doing because I have the reason, I have the motivation. And this is the kind of thing, broadly speaking, that I help others do. Get comfortable with and honest with yourself. Really, you know deep down what you're capable of doing. You know what you want to be doing. You know what you should be doing. Let's together explore that, verbalize it, admit it, put everything else aside and say, great, let's figure out the next step and the next step and the next step because I'm living proof. It feels great. I've never done this before, but now the past couple of years of my life, here I am. I'm on shows like yours, Ben. I mean, this just makes sense. And my life is going in places that I never could have anticipated, that never would have happened if I didn't do what I'm now helping others do as well.
There's two things that come to mind as you're going through that. One is, I believe it was Machiavelli, that life is nasty, brutish, and short. And the other is carpe diem. Carpe diem is just seize the day. And it's how juxtaposed those are. Because there are so many people that sit there and go, the glass is not even half full. The glass is never even going to get to half full. I'm a big believer of the glass isn't half full. It's not half empty. It's refillable. And that's the essence behind the carpe diem. And I want to find out from you, how do you work with your people? How do you work with the people that you work with? Because I love your thing, you know, is the F that noise. And we're going to get into that. Is how do you work with people to get them to understand that they matter? Because I'm a big believer of that. That's the basis of my book, Powerful Personal Brands, was written to help people understand, codify, and communicate their value to others. But how do you get people to understand that they themselves have value for who they are? They don't have to put up the wall. They don't have to put on the mask. They don't have to put on airs and pretty dresses and fancy suits. Being who you are and being able to understand your value to those who you can influence is important. So how do you go about helping people realize that they matter and how to communicate their value?
It begins with a conversation with them, setting a stage and a tone with them that shows them that they are in good hands and that they are understood, they are seen, and they are safe. And this is the environment to explore that. Again, I firmly believe we all know what we are capable of doing. We just put on these fronts and these obstacles to keep us safe and secure. So by creating this environment and having a, dare I say, sympathetic ear and prompting with the right questions to sort of get them to share, okay, what do we really want to be doing here? What interests you? What direction do you want to go in? What are we working on here? And then really providing that space for them, it's that simple, so to speak. And I'm able to provide that direction, that comfort, that ear, that strategy for my clients to say, okay, what are we working with here? And then find out really what's holding you back, who in your past is behind it, and how in the world can we slowly but surely put things in place that allow you to step forward safely and to feel that little win. And that, because we all have it, right? We're all valuable. Case in point, I was the look of anxiety. I had almost nothing to offer on paper. I couldn't find my way for so long. But now I'm trying my best to just lead by example, and I'm getting these small wins, and I'm getting these sense of accomplishments that are just working. And even something like that, others watching, others looking in can say, wow, he's doing it. I'm so inspired by that. I can do it. That's the kind of stuff. So yeah, when I start working with you, you have that base, you have that desire. Now we can start swimming a little further together and getting you going. I launched my podcast a year and a half ago from the time of this recording, not a terribly long time ago, I think, but I had no idea where it was going to take me. What I started with was using the podcast as a way for myself to connect with others. I spent a lifetime feeling disconnected from the world. And, you know, silly me, I wondered why in any relationship I felt, oh, nobody gets me. Nobody relates to me. Nobody likes me yet, because I didn't show up allowing you to. I put on this block. So putting that aside, I said, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm going to connect with people. I'm going to see where that takes me. I'm going to dive into this fully, and I'm going to help others do the same for their business pursuits, whatever that is. Slowly but surely, I started getting positive feedback on what I was doing. That's a good thing. You need, you know, these small wins you need to find early on. And I started doing it, started getting great feedback for my podcast, realized I gave myself credit. I said, you know what? I'm kind of decent at this. I enjoy it. People are responding. Let me help others in this world. Now, a year and a half later, it's not just general business consulting and the service, but it's really now tailored to more of my specific strength in the podcast space, which surprised me. So now I'm able to help people share their message, advance their careers and their businesses through the podcast medium from point A to point Z and everything in between, including getting your message out, understanding who you are, what your voice is, what your theme is, what your show is going to be about, and helping you navigate that realm through that medium.
So you're helping people create their own podcasts and create their own communicated message.
Correct.
That's powerful, because not only are you getting people to understand their value, but they're giving them an opportunity to use their voice to be able to spread their message in a positive way.
And that's the biggest part of it, because whether it's through a podcast or through social media or through your business website, whatever it is, through your message, it's just the podcast medium that's the current vehicle for that. Regardless of what your vehicle is, in my case, it's the podcast, but regardless, you need to step forward and know what that, like you said, know so clearly what that message is. And you know, for example, how many podcasts are out in the world? There are hundreds of thousands.
700,000.
Right. We know that number.
Rough numbers of them.
Yeah. And so many are not good versus the ones that are even decent, good, or dare we say, extraordinary. So that whole tipping of the scale fascinated me. I said, why are so many not good versus decent, good, and extraordinary? And it's because people aren't taking the time to explore really their full voice, their full message. So through a conversation, that's part of the strength I bring, whether it's through implementing it through a podcast or something else. It's having you understand that you have a bigger message. It's inside you. It's there. Let's together work through and get it out. And often it doesn't, because we care a great deal of what people think and we're in a state of fear.
Right. And that's important to think about is the fact that most people don't understand what it takes to do a podcast weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever you decide you're going to do your podcast level. I mean, I've been doing this for 2.5 years on a weekly basis. And quite honestly, I could probably do this twice a week. I've got so many people that like to listen to this and like to be on the show, and I really appreciate it. But it's time. it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot out of you because it's not just the time that you have on air. It's researching your guests. It's understanding what's your message and making sure that your message is consistent from week to week to week. It's, you're not saying the same thing, but you need to help. And I'm sure this is how you do it. And this is going to be my question. How do you help your potential clients build a podcast that is uniquely them and they understand what's the message and what's the value that they want to bring to the world? Because it's not just teaching them, here's a microphone, here's all the technical stuff with it. It's getting them to understand themselves well enough to sit there and say, this is what I want to tell the world, and this is why I want to tell it to them.
You brought up something that one of the techniques I use, and it's called F that noise. And this was something that I realized early on in my adjustment of who I was and how I was showing up to the world, that it is this F that noise, all the noise in your head, all the things we tell ourselves.
The self-doubt.
Oh, of course. And all the story and belief you continue to perpetuate. For me, from a very early age, I sold myself the story as truth that I wasn't good enough, I wasn't capable, and nobody wanted me around. So what do? You go out into the world seeking on paper, meaning on the surface, you might tell yourself, no, I want people to love me. I want people to say how proud they are of me and how good I'm doing. But really what we do is once we commit to a belief about ourselves, we go out into the world and we perhaps even subconsciously seek the validation for that belief. So while I might have been saying, I want people to accept me, approve of me, and tell me how capable I am and show me that, what I really was doing was attracting the people and the circumstances to validate the story and belief I already sold myself, which is I am not capable and people don't want me around. And that's exactly what I got for 40 plus years. So it's an interesting struggle. So what I realized was that F that noise became my mantra. It's a five-step process. N-O-I-S-E, noise, is how I got myself out of this dark, depressive state and how I help clients. Do you want me to break down each one for you?
Sure, go ahead. Absolutely.
So this all has to do with emotion. That's our driving force in life. Everything we do has the foundation of emotion. And what F that noise does is help you become very aware of the emotion and allow you to change it to a much better suited emotion. So first you want to do is name the emotion. Put a very specific name to whatever obvious emotion, the most predominant one. It might not always be cut and dry to one. If you have a few, what is that predominant emotion? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Is it guilt? Is it loneliness? Is it sadness? Is it desperation? Whatever you're feeling, name the emotion. Now we can go on to the O, and that is to own that emotion, meaning it is yours and nobody else's. You are not giving that power away to somebody else. You are not saying, yeah, but I feel this way because if they didn't do this, I wouldn't feel. No, it's yours. Own it. This gives you the power and ability to move on from it, which, remember, is really all we want to do, right? So once you're able to own the emotion, you're ready for the I. Now you need to identify with it. Now you need to say and admit, yes, I am angry. I am lonely. I am jealous. Feel it in your body. Identify with it. Because once you make that declaration, you are now ready to move through this process to rid yourself of this. Now we can move to the S. Now you are ready to sit with it. This doesn't have to be a long, drawn out process, whether it's a few days, a few weeks, whatever it is. You are sitting with the emotion for one reason and one reason only. You are looking to identify what prompts this in your body. What triggers it, you might say? Is it a certain person, a certain time of day, a certain activity, a certain topic? What is prompting this emotion to overtake your body? Because so much of our emotions from the minute we wake up to the minute we go to sleep are habitual. We don't even realize they're happening, but they continually, consistently happen. You need to become so self-aware through this process that you are able to cut it off and see it coming and say, oh, I see what's happening here. It's going to happen. It's happening. Oh my goodness, it's happening. Let me stop this from happening. It doesn't have to happen. So sit with it just to identify what causes it, when and how it happens, so you can create some distance between this prompt, because it's a choice and we just have to retrain our bodies that it does not happen. It's all a habit that we can easily break with a little bit of knowledge and self-awareness. And then we move swiftly to the E in all this, which is the end goal. We all simply want to evolve into the person we've always been. And that's what happens when you reach the E in F that noise. You will become the person you've always been, and it's a better place to be.
You know what? That is an amazing philosophy, because if we sit there and realize, if we can identify what our problems are, if we can live with it, if we can embrace it, and then sit there and say, okay, now it's time to get beyond it, our life is so much better. And I want to think about, and I want to push this back to, because it keeps coming into my mind, the words social media, because there are millions, if not hundreds of millions of people on social media that are there strictly for validation. And I was on a huge conversation the other day about TikTok. And most people in North America are truly unaware of TikTok, and it's good and it's got its bad and it's got some really, really ugly, to the point where you have teenage girls dancing around with almost nothing on to these music videos trying to get validation, and everything in between. You know, you have some really good, funky, cool stuff and some really self-depreciating young girls and young boys that are just looking for validation. And it's a matter of looking at it in social media and sit there going, okay, because social media feeds you more of what you click on, are we putting ourselves in a position as human beings with self-doubts where we're just putting the baseball bat to the back of our head every time we click? And how do we get beyond that? Because there are so many people on social media looking for that validation. And as you said before, all they're getting is more of what, you know, validates their own self-doubt and their own self-depreciation mentality.
Yeah, you need the element of self-awareness. First, you need the desire to want to change and to realize, oh my God, I'm making this choice, whether habitually or specifically or deliberately, it's all a choice. So first, you have to decide consciously and deliberately, okay, this needs to end. I'm doing this, right? So self-aware, becoming self-aware, is a crucial element in all of this. And once you do, now you can start the process. You can say, all right, but then there's another element. So today, I'm extremely happy with who I am as a person. But again, that wasn't always the case, because I would be a certain way, do something, and then what? You know what we do? We spend all day beating ourselves up, and we hope the next morning will be better. But now, nobody's perfect. I still have moments and times and situations that may surprise me. And I find myself doing something, acting some way, saying something that is not ideal for who I want to be. But it happens, right? So this isn't about getting to a place where you're just all, you know, pixie dust and fairies or whatever that thing is, where everything is just great. No, we're all full-feeling human beings, and sometimes we get caught off guard. Sometimes we're not at our optimal best. But the thing is, today, whenever I experience something like that, the goal is to realize you don't have to stay there. So I'm now more able to quickly get through that less than ideal negative space and place. So this isn't about never feeling, doing, or being a certain way, but how you don't beat yourself up and remain somewhere for hours or days or worse, but really knowing how to quickly move yourself through that, because we are all just human beings doing the best we can every moment of the day.
And that's really sage advice, because we all go into periods of our life where we have self-doubt. Even those of us who are happy 99% of the time, that are fully aware, that love our lives, this, that, the other thing, we all have self-doubt. Every single person has self-doubt. Did I tell my kid I loved him this morning? Oh my God, did I or did I not? You might have forgot, you know, did I forget to do it as I walked out the door? Little silly things like that. And it's a matter of sitting there going, how do we put ourselves in a position where we realize, okay, how do we move beyond? How do we move beyond? How do we get beyond that certain level of doubt to be able to be a better person? Because some people, it's a short journey to get there. And there's some people that are just in these deep, dark holes that honestly, they're never going to get out of by themselves. So how do you help people that realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and how to show them how to get out of those holes? Because those are the people that truly need our help in our lives.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it starts with a conversation and being the space for them, being the ear for them, being the mirror for them, being there for them, offering them whatever it is I can that makes the most sense for them and their journey, and helping them extract that and being there for them and listening for them, and then helping them put a plan in place for them, right? See what I'm saying? It's all about for them. This has nothing to do with me, but I'm willing to show up with you and for you if I'm the right one, right? To help you navigate through that. Because at the end of the day, I've done what I'm desperately trying to show others is perfectly possible. I came from 40 plus years, the most lost, the most anxious, the most desperate. And now I'm trying to lead by example and help you do the same, because I've always knew what I was capable of, but covered it up, didn't want to show anybody, didn't think that anybody would like that, would approve of that. So I did the opposite, which was help you validate what I desperately needed, which was continue to show me that I'm not capable and nobody wants me around. And that's what I got until I woke up and said, okay, stop. I just can't do this anymore. Yes, again, my children played a big part of that. So it's all possible when you are ready to admit to yourself what you know you are capable of doing, and really what you know you should and could be doing. All I do is I offer an ear and a space and a sense of direction to help you feel safe and secure to slowly but surely inch down that path, and you'll start to see beautiful, amazing things in your life like I continue to see day in and day out.
So two questions and then I'm going to let you go. The number one is the most important question. How do people get in touch with you? Because that's really the most important thing. And all this will be in the show notes so people will be able to grab it.
The best place is my website, joshcarey.com. That has everything you'd ever want. You can hear all of my podcast episodes, watch all the videos, and you can click through to the social platform of your choice, and we can continue a conversation there if you wish.
Right. And that's Josh Carey, CARY.com. So that's always important, you know. And I'm on his website right now. Check it out. It's easy to navigate. It's got lots of good information on it. It's well worth a shot. Now, the last question I ask every single guest as they walk out the door is, when you walk out of a meeting or leave a conversation and you get your car and you drive away, what's the one thing you want people to think about you when you're not in the room?
What a great guy. And that really encompasses so much of what I'm going for, because much of my life, nobody would have said that about me, because I didn't feel that way. Now, even more specifically, I want to be remembered as the greatest daddy. Right? That's what it's about for me, is being there for my children. But I don't think that after the business meeting, they're going to say, hey, he's a really great dad. Maybe. So that's what I mean by just a great guy. And by that, you know, it goes deeper than that. Somebody who is genuine, kind, smart, funny, loving, caring, just encompassed in what it means to say, what a great guy.
Well, Josh, you have been a great guy. We've enjoyed having you on the podcast. Thank you for all your insights and all your passion. So have a great day, but thank you very much for being on the show.
Such a pleasure, Ben. I appreciate the invite.
All right, take care.
This has been the Your Living Brand Live Show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show at yourlivingbrand.com and share your favorite episodes with colleagues and friends. At Your Brand Marketing, we help companies engage, retain, and grow their most valuable assets, their employees. If you're tired of losing great staff and want to retain your best employees, build brand champions and leaders at any level, contact us for a free 30-minute consultation at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. Thank you for listening and sharing. And tune in next week when we ask another guest, what's your story?